Hello and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in health, science, and technology. I'm Kyle Diaz. Chronic medical problems are a huge problem for the homeless, uninsured, or unemployed. In an effort to address this problem, a group of University of Missouri medical students founded MedZoo, a student-staffed and managed medical clinic that provides free healthcare to the uninsured. KBIA's Jessica Popovac has this story.
On a recent Thursday night, Richard Craig waits to be seen by the only medical staff he can afford. He stares inside a meeting space that tonight has morphed into a temporary clinic and is bustling with activity. A room divider in the corner offers a little bit of privacy if anyone should need it. It has the feeling of a Doctors Without Borders camp in a developing country. But instead, it is on North Providence, right here in Columbia.
I think it's a good program. It's at least somebody who don't have any insurance or don't want to go to the hospital for some reason can get some kind of help here.
Are you working right now?
No, unemployed. And the construction's just not like it used to be.
For the past few years, volunteer physicians and University of Missouri students have been reaching out to people in mid-Missouri who are falling through the cracks in the healthcare system through a program called MedZoo. Dr. Deb Howenstein is one of the faculty advisors for the program. She is also a staff physician at the County Health Clinic.
A medical student actually had the idea to start this clinic back in 2007, and at that point, those of us that work in the community with uninsured people thought that it didn't make sense to start a new clinic because we have a really great federally qualified health center, the Family Health Center here in town. But they're just not able to provide care to all of the people that need it. And so it became clear that there were still a lot of people that couldn't access care there.
Census data collected in 2009 counted 13,000 Boone County residents without health insurance. But Howenstein says she believes the numbers have grown.
Tonight we saw several people who are homeless who previously had worked for years have lost their jobs and ended up either being on the streets or living in one of the homeless shelters.
Mariah Dressinger is the student director of MedZoo. She says that although they don't do any advertising, word has gotten out about the program. Their schedule is usually booked 2 weeks in advance, and people have started coming from far beyond the county line.
You know, we don't only serve Boone County. Actually, and tonight, we had a patient drive in from Fulton. Last week, we had people in from St. Louis that drove all the way here just to get some care.
The clinic operates out of a donated space at the Community Resource Center at 800 North Providence Road. When a patient comes in, they go through a series of stations where they talk to students studying to be nurses, doctors, pharmacists, and social workers.
There's teams that see the patient, and it consists of an older medical student, someone who's had clinical experience, and then a younger medical student, one who's in their school, like still doing the book work. So it's a really cool teaching opportunity, and then the student gets to learn really early on in their medical career how to do notes and really how to interact with patients who have really complicated cases and who are, you know, have a lot of stuff going on. It's really cool. And then the teams have physicians, real live MDs that run everything, obviously. We're a completely legitimate operation.
All labor, including that of the doctors, is donated. Whatever funds the clinic is able to obtain from local donors or the university goes to pay exclusively for supplies and medications. Mariah says that while most of the patients they see come in for help with chronic problems like Onam Gill, others come in with more serious problems that require much more follow-up. For that reason, they try to get every patient on Medicaid or some alternative plan that would provide them with more consistent care. In the meantime, they are constantly looking for ways to expand and improve their services, not only through their ongoing coursework, but also through a network of similar organizations that are sprouting up across the country.
Yeah, it's actually kind of become a big movement among medical schools to start their own free clinics.
So far, MedZoo has served 500 people. And while they don't have the capacity to see everyone who might need their services, and they can only offer primary care at this point, it's still something that their clients say they're very grateful for.
Well, at least I know what's wrong with me.
Whereas if this place wasn't here?
Oh, there would be nothing I could do because I'm not going to go to the hospital, you know, unless I can't take the pain. And I'm just, you know, thankful that at least somebody's looking out for the poor people.
Jessica Popovac, KBIA News.
I'm Kyle Diaz, and you're listening to Under the Microscope. The governors of the Missouri River states are at odds when it comes to flood risk management, and the Army Corps of Engineers is stuck right in the middle. KBIA's Thomas Cole reports.
The governors met Monday in Omaha, Nebraska, with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps' General John McMahon briefed the governors on the status of the dams and heard suggestions and plans for how to handle the coming repairs. Whit Anderson, the Director of Programs for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, says that the Corps usually seeks out the governor's opinions, but ultimately the operation of the dams are up to the Corps.
So the governors don't have any legal means of managing the operation. That's purely the Corps of Engineers.
The contention during the meeting arose between the downstream states and the upstream states on how to regulate dam levels to help reduce the risk of flooding. Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer, the most vocal of the upstream states, worries that if a significant change to the operation of the dams were to take place, a dry cycle would have severe consequences for the upstream states. Anderson says that each governor brings the needs of their individual states to the table, but do not necessarily think how their wants affect the other states in the basin.
So yes, I think the governors are all in for flood risk reduction, but how you do that, I think, is what will be the challenge, and where there's different opinions depending on which state you're in and what constituencies you're more concerned about.
While the focus of this year's repairs are flood risk management, the Corps also has to consider that each year's weather is different. A wet cycle this past year may not mean the same for the coming year. Also, there are laws from Congress for 7 other purposes of the dam and levee system besides managing flood risk. Anderson says balancing all the needs of the states involved, along with those 8 purposes, is a large part of the challenge the Corps faces in operating the river system.
We have to balance all those things, all 8 purposes, right? So that's the challenge we deal with every year, every day, every month.
According to the Associated Press, the Corps' Colonel Anthony Hoffman says that it is currently assessing the extent of the damage and expects to have a report by the middle of November. Though estimates point to a repair bill of over $1 billion, only about $28 million has been set aside so far. Thomas Cole, KBIA News.
That's Under the Microscope. I'm Kyle Diaz. Thank you so much for listening. You can find these stories and many more on KBIA.org.